Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos Akal Ches. We're learning Siman Chaf Aleph. So the Chayyim says, "Tovah Achol Kadam Havdala Yochol LaHavdil Achor Kach." The Shmura points out that this is lavdak if a person made a mistake and ate, even a person intentionally ate before Havdala, which he's not allowed to do. That does not preclude him from saying the Havdala afterwards. The reason why we're pointing this out, and this is a Sif in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sadi Tes, that a person who ate before Havdalah can be ma'avil afterwards. The Chayyim was quoting it verbatim from that Sif, Reis Sadi Tes, Sif Hey, is because there is a Mandam in the Gemara which says that To'am, a person ate in a ma'avil, so he loses the mitzvah of saying Havdalah. Others, Mechon Rishonim, why that's so. Some Rishonim say that, which means he has, somebody else has to be mitzvah him in Havdalah, he cannot say Havdalah himself. He has to hear Havdalah still. You don't say Chaitamaz, that because he did a error, therefore he becomes relieved from doing his responsibilities. It means he cannot fulfill it himself. He has to go find somebody else to mercy him. So there's a machlokes b'shenim what the logic behind that shita is, whether that's a kanas for what he's done wrong, and therefore we give him a kanas that he cannot do it himself. He has to have somebody else to be mercy him. Or actually, that's the Rishonim in Masechtas Pesachim. This is Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kufov. So that's the approach of the Rishonim said over there. However, there's Rabbeinu Yonah in Masechtas Brachos, which uses a different approach. He says that he will actually say Havdalah the next day before the next meal. But Havdalah has to be said as part of the Havdalah is an Isser to eat. And part of the way we show the Havdalah is by saying it in the context of allowing Achila. So since he ate already, so that doesn't show that. So he has to wait till the next day where he'll be ready to be eating his next meal, and he'll say Havdalah at that point in time. Now that's the opinion which the Morris says. So the Chedim is saying we don't pass him like that. We see Havdalah as a freestanding concept, not in conjunction with the meal according to the Rabbeinu Yonah's approach. Like we mentioned before, that Havdalah is not a hakdama to a meal. And according to the Peshat, it's a kanas, therefore he has to have someone else to be much of them. The Rishonim say that the reason why the other Mandam says that doesn't work is if they're not allowed to say it themselves, they will not be able to use Shmei Kaina either. So this Mandam in the Gemara says, no, that obviously, Chazal did not want the person to be left without abilities to say Havdalah, therefore they did not give him this kanas. So that's the two approaches which we find in the Mishnah. We paskin that a person who ate is able to say Havdalah. That's not included. We do see again from this how seriously Chazal took the Isser of Achila before Havdalah, to the point that we have a Havamina to argue that one will lose the ability to say Havdalah due to the fact that the person ate. We don't find other mitzvahs like that. A person not allowed to eat before Kriya Shema. If he ate before Kriya Shema, he doesn't lose the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But over here, the Achila is considered to be antithetical to the concept of the mitzvah, which is possible. The Chayyim continues in Siman Chabez, and he says, "Shachach b'lehivdol b'matzis Shabbos ma'avdol atzayf gimel yom gimel." A person who, for whatever reason, doesn't say Havdalah matzis Shabbos, has time. He can continue saying Havdalah the next day, and only that, all the way till the end of yom gimel. So, which means by shkia at the end of yom gimel, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, when the shkia comes, he can no longer say Havdalah, but till that point in time. Person can say Havdalah, the Morris says, because we look at the first 3 days of the week as in some ways being understood as like the after the effects of Shabbos. So the Havdalah is still appropriate. You're talking about how Shabbos is different from the rest of the week. This is still like the continuation of the last moments of Shabbos. Now, the Mishmur does say that if we have a choice, we would much rather the person says Havdalah as soon as possible. He cannot push it off. He missed Motzei Shabbos. He said, okay, you know what, I'll say it, whatever. He needs to say it as soon as possible. So if he's able to say it the next day, he should say it the next day. The Chol Zeh Shayach LeShabbos, because all the way up till Yom Gimel is considered connected to Shabbos, and therefore a person is able to say Havdalah at that point in time. So what do you say at that point in time? Adavka mavdu, you say the bracha b'mavdu. Well, on there, ubesamim enam avorachel b'motzi Shabbos. The bracha there, ubesamim, are only appropriate on Motzi Shabbos. And the Chelem explains why that's so. And we'll pick that up at the Shem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.